Hello, and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal uttering. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we remain in the Gospel of Matthew for our practice as we turn to verses 25 through 27 in chapter 11. At that time, Jesus said in reply, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." In Matthew 11, verses 25 through 27, Jesus reveals a profound truth about the nature of God's kingdom and who truly comprehends its mysteries. He begins by praising God the Father for concealing deep spiritual insights from the wise and learned, yet disclosing them to the childlike. This contrast emphasizes that intellectual prowess or human wisdom is not the pathway to understanding God's truth. Instead, he highlights the essential qualities of humility, trust, and simplicity found in a child's heart. When Jesus refers to the wise and the learned, he speaks to those who rely on their own understanding and scholarly achievements, often missing the essence of his message. These individuals might possess extensive knowledge, but can become blind to the divine revelation that is accessible to those with simpler, more open hearts. On the other hand, the childlike are characterized by their willingness to embrace faith without the barriers of pride or skepticism. They approach God with sincerity and openness, traits that embrace and enhance their capacity to receive the grace and truth of the gospel. Jesus' declaration not only underscores the importance of humility and faith, but also affirms that God's revelations are available to all, regardless of social status or intellectual attainment. By inviting us to adopt a childlike disposition, Jesus encouraged believers to approach their relationship with God like a child, with awe, curiosity, and trust. God's kingdom is a gift to be received, not a puzzle to be solved through human wisdom. Thus, in recognizing our limitations and embracing God with childlike faith, we find the true understanding and joy that comes from knowing Him intimately. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord, I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue each and every day as we lift her up over her brain cancer. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Matthew 11. It's verses 25 through 27. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Hidden These Things from the Wise." In whispered grace the truth unfolds, where wisdom grand its secret holds. Yet in the heart of a child's embrace, God's kingdom shines with boundless grace. The learned minds with knowledge vast may miss the beauty that's meant to last. But through the eyes of the innocent, the Father's love is brightly sent. Come, all who wander, seek and find the treasures hidden from the wise and blind. For in humility our hearts align, revealing mysteries pure and divine. So let us turn with faith so meek, with childlike hearts for truth we seek. In simple trust, His voice we hear. In love and grace, we draw Him near. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's July 16th, 2025, recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today, it looks like 6:33 in Jesus' sweet name. We're off to the prison this morning to conduct a communion service with the prisoners. May we have easy entry and all the prisoners be called out on time. And we have an opportunity to share the gospel with those who are in prison. I was in prison and you visited me. That's what Jesus asks. And so we try to do that and follow Jesus' way. Amen. We close at 6:33 in Jesus' sweet name as we pray for our brother-in-law today, Johnny, who loves to say Jesus, 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 but yesterday he had a mild, silent heart attack. He's already had open-heart surgery about 5 years ago where they put something in his chest to keep him moving. And so we're praying that the Lord will keep him around for us and allow him some peace and rest and an opportunity to finally retire, I think, which is a good opportunity for him. So now we're closing at 7:11, thinking about Johnny. So Johnny, we're praying for you this morning, and we're asking the Lord to continue to heal you with his healing hands as we honor you with a novena of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, Johnny Cruz, in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.